This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, and welcome to the next Robservation. Today's Robservation is on a quick practical application of System 1 and System 2 thinking. I want to start by giving a shout out to Dr. Daniel Kahneman, Nobel scientist in economics and author, for his fabulous book, Thinking Fast and Slow. I also want to highlight the way Nada Wintzel, a trailblazer in neuroscience and safety leadership, describes the systems and uses this to help others understand the details and importance of System 1 and 2 thinking. I'm going to share our practical application and descriptions to give just a basic understanding, but please read the book and interact with Dr. Wintzel for a deeper understanding of the science. Dr. Kahneman describes in his book that System 1 is fast, instinctive, and emotional, and System 2 is slower, more deliberative, and more logical. A great way that I've seen that portrayed is when Dr. Wintzel uses her hands to show the way our brains work. Let's talk about System 1, the fast brain, the limbic region. Not a lot of conscious thought, millions of processes going on unconsciously every minute. So if you just hold up your hand and make a fist, that resembles that big limbic region of our brain. System 2, the prefrontal region, conscious thought and processing, trying to apply logic to the thought process. Different parts of our brain, System 1 and System 2. Our brains as humans are basically lazy. They want to push as much as possible into the System 1 brain. It almost seems like a protective mechanism against overthinking. Once something gets into this System 1 region, it likes to stay there. We think we know it, and anytime the brain needs that thought, it just seems to pop out. Think of driving home to work, work to home, home to work, work to home. And after a while, you can pull into your driveway and never remember turning into your neighborhood, or many of the other turns you took along the trip. Your brain processes these actions and conditions subconsciously, but it stays pretty much in the limbic region, System 1, unless something drives it to System 2. For instance, if you detect brake lights a ways up ahead, your foot may subconsciously lift off the accelerator. Then the brake lights go out and you press back on the accelerator, all mostly done in System 1. But if those brake lights are right in front of you and you see the car in front stopping quickly, the condition shifts to System 2 and you start to process and logic out what actions you should take. The decisions we want people to effectively make are done in System 2. When people understand what system their brain is in, on this task at this time, they can make better decisions based on the conditions and inputs. Last but certainly not least, I'd like to thank Monica Bay for the hours of discussion that we've had on System 1 and System 2, and for her relentless efforts in helping organizations with a better understanding of how the brain works to improve their performance. In one of the next Robservations, I'm going to talk about personal intervention, a tool for moving between System 1 and System 2 that uses triggers and physical attributes to ensure that we get that System 2 thought.